Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry.
You're right. Kay Mystery here, chemistry superhero. And I bet you didn't know that your kitchen, yep, the one in your house, is a real-life chemistry lab. Don't believe me? Come on. Most recipes need you to join ingredients together, but different things combine in different ways, and chemists have different names for these ways. Mixtures are the most common way to get ingredients to join up. A cake and even a salad made of different vegetables are mixtures. But what about the dressing or mayonnaise to go with your salad? Those are a kind of mixture called emulsions. These are made when things are combined that don't normally mix together, like vinegar and oil. If you leave some salad dressings, they'll eventually separate back into different layers. And another type of mixture is a solution. Solutions are made when two or more ingredients join so closely together that all the molecules are evenly spread. Dissolving sugar in water will make a solution, for example. It's thirsty work being a superhero. Time for a drink.
Kitchen Chemistry with the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more and get hands-on with chemistry in your kitchen at funkidslive.com/chemistry.